why we got you here. I mean, like, if Alexis wanted to go to City, would you sell him?
No, I would keep him. I would rather lose him for free next summer than to sell him now to a rival.
Because the rumours right now at the moment are that Arsenal are saying to him, look, give us a year. Give us 1 year of the big three together, of you, Lacazette, and Ozil up front. We'll give you 280 grand a week. We'll give you basically, he's got 1 year left in his contract. We'd be basically giving him a 12-month extension. And if at the end of the season, if we're not in the Champions League, you can go wherever you want for 30 million. You know, I just don't like the idea of letting him go for free.
It depends, though. Will he accept a 12-month extension? We did that with Van Persie when they signed Cazorla, and, you know, that all those signings.
We tried to do it with Van Persie, and he left. He went to United that year.
And you saw what happened with United. They went on to win the league, and he scored so many goals.
He was the best player in the league.
I would take that risk of keeping him. Can you imagine? Just imagine Ozil and Lacazette, that partnership. Now imagine adding Sanchez to that. They would probably have the most lethal attack in the league. But that means they have to strengthen in midfield because Cazorla's not back. No. God knows when he's coming back. They need to buy another defender because with Arsenal's injury record, you cannot rely on having two or three fit center backs. In order to win the league or go far in Europa League, you need depth in a squad. People keep saying, oh, why is Monaco racking up on defenders? Why are Juve buying so many midfielders? Why is Madrid keeping all their strikers? You need depth in the squad to sustain 40, 50, 60 plus games during a season. I would never sell Giroud. I would keep Giroud. You cannot expect Lacazette to play 40, 50 games a season and not suffer an injury mid-through. Players need to rest, and you need to have the option of bringing on Giroud. And we've seen Giroud. He's great off the bench.
Yeah.
You need depth in a squad. Arsenal, of all people, do. Of all clubs.
And that's probably the fear with Arsenal, because now that we brought in Lacazette, Giroud... Yeah, I said it last year. He's the best backup striker in the league. Mm-hmm. You know, like he's brilliant coming on the bench, but he doesn't see himself as a backup striker. And you can kind of understand why when you look at some of the players that are starting for teams at the moment. You know, he thinks, no, I can do a job. And, you know, when you've got Danny Welbeck and maybe Theo Walcott, it's easy to see Giroud as dispensable. You know, but that's assuming that either Welbeck or Walcott will be fit all the time, which is, of course, a huge... huge gamble. But then
you cannot always expect Walcott to show up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, even 10 years to the day since he came, 10 years and a bit since he came. And then there's the mysterious disappearing case of Lucas Perez.
Yeah, I forgot he even existed.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, he came in, did a job, looked okay. And then for some reason they thought, nah, just doesn't fit in, you know? So... But we definitely need more than one backup. We need more than one backup. I mean, yeah, we could raise a few bob by, you know, selling Perez, selling Gibbs if he decides to go, selling Wilshere,
Coquelin.
Selling Coquelin if we could get someone to give us, you know, a bag of magic beans for him. You know, like
if Lyon could get 5 million for Gonalon, who had a horrible season, sure Osman could get 5 million. Go sell them to any English club. English clubs are stupid enough to pay over the top money for players.
They are. I mean, Everton spent 30 million on Jordan Pickford.
Yeah, Chelsea paid what? How much for Kante? I'm sure probably a lot of people are going to abuse me. Thank God I'm not on Twitter anymore. But, you know, you saw how much money Kante went for.
Well, I mean, he was really good last year.
Yeah, so is Sissoko. Your point?
There's me, shut up. No, like Kante's really good at his job. His job is getting the ball.
Yeah, but so is someone like Tolisso or Rabiot, and they're good at more than just getting the ball.
Yeah, but that's why Kante's going for 32 million and Naby Keita is about to go for 70.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's the difference. But that, yeah.
That's why Bayern made Tolisso their record signing. So
how did they get him for only 40 million?
I know. I'm surprised Arsenal didn't go for him. He would be incredible for Arsenal. He's imagine so him good. And Lacazette link. Him and Lacazette linking up. They were sensational for Lyon together last season.
And how old's Tolisso?
23. Jesus Arsenal Christ. Would have been set for the next decade. They are with Lacazette.
Bayern.
Wilshere is gone, so now is the time to give the number 10 to Lacazette, or is that still, am I going to get Wilshere fanboys abusing me now?
I don't think you'll get Wilshere fanboys. I think that ship has unfortunately, well, it hasn't sailed. It.
Do they even exist anymore?
It's leaked and capsized, unfortunately. And I hate it because the lad's an Arsenal man through and through, but his ankles are made of glass, you know. But if 10 goes, like, it's going to be basically a race between Ozil and Lacazette to the manager's door for that. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think Ozil might think to himself, okay, I'll stay if you give me 10.
Yeah, give him the 10.
You know, and then Lacazette goes, well, okay, I don't mind, I wear 20 for France. And then Mustafi goes, hello, I wear 20.
Give him the 11. Ozil has 11 now, right?
Yeah. Swap?
Give him, yeah. I think it's a fair deal.
You don't want to give him 9.
That's a cursed one. You know that. Everyone knows that. There's no way in hell I'm letting my boy get the number 9. You know, since I apparently have a say in his football decisions.
I don't believe that for the slightest. Only.
So I have on demand no number 9. That doesn't not exist.
It's like I said, it's gonna be, like I say, because usually when a player signs, you go, here's his player, here's his name, here's his shirt number, go buy the shirt, go buy it, buy 10, buy 20, buy as many as you can. And like I said, on the website, as we're recording this on Wednesday the 5th, it's coming up Lacazette 00. And I can't imagine you wear that, obviously.
I can't imagine him in anything else besides the number 10.
Yeah.
Because it's such a, for me personally, the number 10 is such an iconic shirt number.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that I support Juventus, where Del Piero wore it. I support France, where unfortunately the number 10 has now become a joke. We went from having, you know, Platini, Zidane wearing it to Gignac and Dimitri Payet now.
Did they give Gignac 10?
Yeah, he wore it for a while. He wore it at the Euros. That didn't go so well.
Look, Arsenal's history of tens is mixed. You know, Dennis Bergkamp, probably the best player Arsenal ever had.
He is.
Right? And then who wore it after Bergkamp?
Wilshere?
No.
No.
Immediately.
Gallas.
Yep.
That you know what comes to mind when he sits down
Birmingham City.
That was such iconic, you know, footage when he sits down on the pitch. Such a captain material.
Yep. How would we give him the but as soon as he asked for 10, we should have said,
who are you? There's the door. Piss off.
But we only took him because Chelsea wouldn't give us proper money for Ashley Cole.
Yeah, but why go and give him the 10? Who the hell does he think he is?
I don't know. It's
Arsenal has had great success with French players. Some more than, you know. It's always been about Arsenal being French, representing France.
Pascal Seguin.
Lacazette is going to be. Who's that? I have no idea who that is.
Pascal Seguin.
No idea. Nope. Doesn't ring a bell.
Played for us like the late 90s, early 2000s. He was all right.
You know, I tend to block out players that are French who I don't like. So he's going to go on the list of players that I, you know, don't like. Yeah. And Coquelin as well.
Who could forget Mikhail Sylvester's famous run at Arsenal?
Oh, God.
They should, honest to God, Old Trafford should frame the check we gave them for £750,000 for Mikhail Sylvester.
I know, and now apparently United also won like 23 million for Smalling. I was like, hell no.
Well, whoever pays that plays FIFA.
Uh-huh. There are a few of them.
Chris Smalling is the best centre back in FIFA. It's actually stupid. But so if Arsenal sell Alexis to whoever, because there's talks of Arsenal being in for one of Monaco's bright young lads. I mean, Mbappe is probably a long shot now.
Lamar. Arsenal needs to sign him. They need to splash whatever cash they have. And trust me, they have cash. This summer is the summer where Wenger needs to... Okay, listen, I adore the man. I respect him. I have immense admiration for him. He needs to put his pride, philosophy, and everything aside. Because it's basically make or break. You're now in Europa League. You need to go out and you need to go big. You've signed Lacazette. You need to sign Thomas Lamar. It's a crime that no other clubs are after him because he is so good. He is amazing. He doesn't get half the praise and hype and credit as Mbappe does, which, I mean, it's obviously Mbappe is this new shiny bright toy out on the market, but Thomas Lamar, he would be amazing. He reminds me so much of Perez whenever I see him play.
There's a comparison.
So, you know, you would want him, bring him in, you know, if they do decide to sign him, that would be such a good window for Arsenal. You know, probably getting another defender would also be good, or maybe getting someone from the academy if they have someone that's good. But, you know, a summer where you sign Lacazette, where you sign Thomas Lamar, two of the best French players, would be such a great statement to the rest of the league, being basically, listen, we're here and we're going to fight. Now it's time. You know, we're bringing out the big guns. He needs to just go out all big because he got a 2-year extension and people are not pleased. And I get that. If I was, you know, a Wenger out fan, I would also be like, okay, you have all this cash. There's been all these, you know, annual meetings where you talk about how you have this big war chest. Go out, spend. If Keita can go for 70 million, then, you know, Thomas Lamar is worth 50. Look at their age. You need to think about the fact that they're 23, 21, 24. And you're set in that position for the next decade. If you look at Juve, they're signing all these young players because they're thinking forward. And Arsenal needs to do that. He needs to lay the foundation for when he one day leaves.
Aren't Juve the only team in the history of football to spend over £50 million on someone who's over the age of 29?
No comments. One is the league.
Well, yeah, after coming into the league a stone overweight and decided using the whole of September, October as pre-season. Oh, Higuain, the man Arsenal always missed out on.
Fatty, oh my God. Oh, that man. I have such a love-hate relationship with him, much like with Benzema. They're like two great players, but... Oh, for the love of God, they're not the smartest. They're really not.
I'm not as high on Lamar as you, but I can see where you're coming from. Anytime I see him, I think, Jesus, he's really left-footed. And a lot of his stats come from set pieces. Like, he's good on the ball, but, you know, I'm not as high on him as other people. I get he is really good on the ball, but I...
What is it that you don't get?
What I don't get is, like, if he's going to be... When I say that Lacazette fits into a team seamlessly, I don't know if Lamar does, because Lamar plays left wing. Like, he's definitely a left winger, whereas Arsenal have players like that. Like,
Are they as talented and as good as him? Will they make a difference? If you look at Chamberlain, how long has he been at the club? It wasn't actually until, what, like last season, the last couple of months. I didn't watch Arsenal as much as I did Lyon and other clubs. But this is the thing with Arsenal and some of their players. The talent is there, but it's never utilized or never shown as much as if you bring in someone like Lacazette, who's proven himself for the last 3 years, someone like Lamar or, you know, Mbappe and all these, because you can see that they are not, they don't have the mentality as someone who's English, because that has always been the downfall of England whenever they've gone to a tournament as well. That mentality of wanting to win isn't there as, you know, it is with someone like Lacazette, Lamar, whoever is a French player.
Yeah, you're right. I
look at Theo Walcott. He's been at the club as long as Arsenal has been scouting Lacazette.
Yeah.
And has he really had a consistently good enough season? And I've had people calling Lacazette the English Theo Walcott. I mean, Theo Walcott should be honored that he's even being compared to Lacazette. Lacazette should be offended, because who the hell is Theo Walcott?
Walcott would be the great, like, on... like the,
he's the Brazilian Luka Moura. That's what PSG fans, you know, when we had that PSG preview last season, that was based, Theo Walcott and Luka Moura are all about, okay, there's the talent is there, the pace is there, but...
that's it.
Where's the end product?
Where's the end product? Yeah. No, like I said, when I saw Lamar play, it was only a few times. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm an expert. That's why we've got you on. But he did look a lot oxy to me, you know?
Just with more talent than end product.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like I said, if Arsenal have a front three of Lamar, Lacazette, and Ozil next season, like, is that...
sorry, I need to come back from my dream.
take your time.
Did you see the England and France friendly, how France looked before Lamar came on? They were like pedestrian. Usual France came on, brought Lamar on, and they went on to win the game. I'm not saying he was the, you know, sole reason, but he brings something so special to the game. And that's why Monaco's are so reluctant to sell him.
Arsenal need players. I think that's pretty obvious. You know, like if we do sell Sanchez, we end up replacing him with Lamar and Lacazette. I do think it's an upgrade. You know, I do think we have bettered our front three and be more able to play the way we want to play than we would if we had Sanchez and Giroud there. You know, so it's going to be a rather interesting couple of months, because if the dream comes true, and even if Sanchez says, look, I'm not signing a new deal, but if you're not going to send me to City, I'm not going anywhere, I'll play my last 12 months here, then Alexis, Lacazette, Ozil up front is...
wow.
Yeah, they're gonna have to show those games on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Like, that, it's, you know, R-rated stuff, but... and, you know,
I might come back and watch Arsenal on a consistent basis.
Wenger keep Sanchez.
No, but I'm kidding. Like I said, sure, that's for sure. No doubt about it. I have his for France and Lyon. And it's weird, you know, because he's been at Lyon for so many years. This is a loyal player. Something Arsenal fans are not very used to. That, because they keep asking, oh, why this didn't happen before and all that. But he is such a loyal player. He is so, so loyal to Lyon. And even, you know, now when he's gone on to Arsenal, I think he might have felt like, okay, it's a bittersweet feeling. I'm going on to greater things, but I'm still leaving something that's, you know, been home for me for over a decade.
And Arsenal are lucky here, because we have to give a good shout out and send Daily Cannon's great thanks and appreciation to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, because if it wasn't for them upholding Atletico Madrid's transfer ban, he'd be an Atletico playing beside his best mate Antoine Griezmann right now.
Yeah, they've been in America partying and having fun. They party, but they've been to Disney World and having fun with Mickey Mouse. So
isn't that Griezmann's, you know, wedding?
Yeah, he brought
his best friend on his honeymoon.
That's friendship goals. I need, my best friend is going to come on my honeymoon when that time comes.
My best friend's coming nowhere near me. unless I marry her.
I just have to tell Zlatan that he and I are going on a honeymoon. So, you know, tell the man that I'm supposedly getting married.
But But that's the thing, like once Lacazette had decided that, you know what, Leon's been great to me, but I'm done, I'm moving on somewhere else, I'm going to Atletico Madrid, I'm going to play with my best mate. What do you mean I can't go? Oh, well, I've got my bag packed. Well, what do I do now? He just had that germ of thought put in his head that he was leaving.
Yeah, he came out and said that before the derby in January, that this was his last season. Yeah.
And then afterwards, hello, over here.
Because I think that people would be like, okay, but Arsenal was his second choice. And
So?
I don't necessarily think it was.
Really?
It's so hard to explain why. I'm going to try because, you know, my English is not the best. But Arsenal has always been a club that many, many French players have always been a fan of. Young players, they've all looked to Henry.
They grew up with Wenger and Henry.
They grew up with Wenger, Henry, Vieira, Pires. These are all great, immense players. It's either been, you know, of England, it's always been Arsenal. Of Italy, it's always been Juventus, because Juve have had a long track record of great French players. The same with Arsenal. It's always been those two clubs that French players have gone on to and then left and gone on to Madrid, because that's where, you know, the career ends for most French players. But, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a second choice, because it's not a step down to join Arsenal, in my opinion. I have strong opinions about the fans. But Arsenal is one of the greatest clubs in England. To join them is a huge, huge opportunity for him to finally come onto the big stage. I'm not saying Lyon is a small club, not by all means. I'm not going to offend anyone, just so we put the record straight. But he is going to a club that's well known historically for producing some of the greatest French players. Not producing, but for, you know, making some of the greatest French players. He might go on to become one of those players. So that's why I think that Arsenal's not his second choice. Sure, he's had, you know, probably wanted to join Atletico solely because of Griezmann, in my opinion. I mean, anyone would want to go to a club because their best friend plays there. But in terms of prestige and historically wise, Arsenal would be my first choice if I was him. And he decided to go there even if they're not playing in the Champions League.
Yeah.
So I've seen the tweets where people talk about, oh, he was your second choice. But not really. He could have decided to stay on. Listen, I'll stay on and then go to Atletico in January. It's only, 6 months?
Yeah.
He didn't.
That's Diego Costa's doing that.
Yeah.
It's mad. No, you're right. It is easy to think of Arsenal being second because Atletico were in first. But if the fact that he's coming to us despite us not having Champions League football and him having the ability to go anywhere he wanted.
But that speaks more volume of the fact that your French connection and Arsène Wenger, who is such a huge icon for so many French players. You saw as an interview where he talks about Henri when he grew up, and he spent a lot of time with Henri when he was playing for the New York Red Bulls as well. Talked to him. Henri is a huge fan of Lacazette, and Wenger is as well. You don't scout a player for 10 years and then be like, okay, sorry, not good enough, moving on to the next one.
I wonder if the same trick will work for Mbappe.
I want him to stay. He needs to stay.
Because if
he's smart enough, if I was in his position, I would be like, look, there's the World Cup next summer. I am have just had a great season. We've won the league. I can go on to do better things and bigger things with my club. Why risk my position? Because he's in a great position to go on to be picked in the World Cup squad. Why would you want to risk that going to Madrid, where you know and everyone else knows you're not guaranteed to play 90 minutes every time?
No, not even close.
And no one wants to be in the shadow of someone like Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. They're two exceptional players. And you have to look at it from a selfish point of view. I can go on to either stay where I know I will be highly loved and I will play consistently, showcase my you know, abilities and everything, and I might be guaranteed, because there's a 99% chance he's going to that World Cup squad.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But there's no way he will be going if he goes to Madrid or Barcelona. If he went to Arsenal, he would 100% be in that World Cup squad, because you know he will be playing week in, week out.
Yeah.
But you're not going to put Ronaldo aside to, you know, put in Mbappe. No. That's not happening. So he should stay, and I think he will stay. I think Monaco has, you know, they can basically demand whatever they want next summer if he has a good World Cup.
Well, if they're turning down 120 million euros as it is.
Yeah, you know, they're going to be like, you know, give us double of that. You can have him.
The world's gone bad.
That's anyway. Football. Welcome to football today.
Welcome to Arsenal today with their new signing. Lana Dawood, thank you very much for your time. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. And good luck.
We need more than that. And we'll talk to you again Monday. Good luck, listeners. Bye-bye.